Hey, my love, welcome to Her Success Podcast. My name is Susie, aka Miss Princess Susie, and every week I'll be taking you on a journey to help align you with your future, mental, financial, and spiritual goals. We're on a one-way journey to success, happiness, peace, and love, baby. I want you guys to get to know me and grow harmoniously on our journey to success. We'll talk money, content creating, friendships, and many more. I'm your best in your pocket, talking to you anytime and anywhere. Mwah. So let's get into it. Hey, bestie, I hope you had a great week and you're working towards your goals daily. We are already 3 months into the year. Oh my goodness, I feel like the year is flying, but you know, we have to stay locked in. Lately, I've been planning my goals beforehand, so I know what I'm working towards and I can always just go back and revisit it. So I write it down. I think it's very important to write down your goals so you can just know what you're working towards and maybe even add new plans to your goals. But today I wanted to share a Bible scripture. I feel it would be useful for whatever situation you are experiencing right now. The scripture is, I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me. This is a scripture from Philippians 4:13. With life, sometimes we can get so engulfed in our responsibilities and it becomes so overwhelming. I hope you can reside with the scripture and it can encourage you to stay motivated. But speaking on the topic of strength, today we'll be talking about closure. What is closure? No, it's not that thing you apply on your wig, silly, but close enough. Closure refers to understanding and peace of coming of terms with something that's happened or come to an end. So I'm sure you guys have heard of the phrase, I just need closure, or even just used it yourselves. As humans, we have convinced ourselves in order to move on, we need to go to a person or the thing that has hurt us for answers. But shouldn't the hurt or disrespect be loud enough of a reason to end things? Yeah, I think it should, but no. Sometimes we feel like, no, we need to go back to that person, get answers, but that's not going to help. It's only going to make the situation sometimes worse. I mean, it's okay to understand what caused you pain and accept it and move on, but the scam is thinking your ex will give you closure. That's a big lie. Getting closure from an ex is looking for an excuse to not leave or trying to soften the blow to your ego because they hurt you. Didn't they tell you that actions speak louder than words? Because honestly, talking is so easy, especially when you're talking shit, but showing out and putting it in actions shows a person's character towards you. So why do people look for closure in a relationship? One, they want to understand why it happened, accept it, and be able to move on and learn from the situation. But I believe you can only give yourself closure because you can only close that chapter. So if you're giving them that key to be like, okay, you close it, it's never going to be closed. You have to be in control of ending something. You are only in control of yourself and no one else's actions, just yours. In order to accept what has happened to you, your closure should be that sometimes there isn't an answer for everything and people have insecurities and don't value themselves the way you think they do. And if someone doesn't value themselves, then how can they value you? If someone can't respect themselves, how can you expect them to also respect you? Also, the signs will always be there. You might have just ignored them. People don't just wake up and do something out of character. It's rare, but 9 times out of 10, people will show you who they are. If you actually pay attention, the red flags would have been there. But trust me, I know people act and put up a fake persona, but the signs will be there. You probably were not attentive or you chose to see the good in people. You shouldn't put your faith and hope in people because they will disappoint you. Not because they want to, but because they are human too and they are learning and making their own mistakes. And unfortunately, sometimes putting you and, you know, your own emotions at the cost of this, but it shouldn't make you question yourself. And, you know, you've done your part in the friendship. You've done your part in a relationship. It shouldn't make you question, you know, yourself and, oh my God, what did I do? Not you, it's them, okay? But the main key to closure is accepting that it is what it is. And if the relationship is not serving you and it's hurting you, instead of making you happy, you have to let that go. I don't see the point of holding on to something that hurts. The best way to find peace is to let go and let God. Imagine a snake bit you. Would you sit down with the snake and ask the snake, oh my God, why did you bite me? No, like it's a snake. It bit you and it's going to do that again. Like, you're not going to sit down with a snake and question it to get closure on why it bit you. No, you're going to say, oh my God, snake, it bit me. And let it go. It's what it's like going to get closure from someone who hurts you. It's like going to ask a snake why they bit you. If someone has hurt you and you go back to question them about it, they will just feel confident to do it again. Unless you set that boundary for yourself to let them know you know what, like you've disrespected me. I'm not messing with this. Set a boundary once you know there's been disrespect. And if you set a boundary and they disrespect you again, then clearly they don't care. Like they literally don't care. What I've learned is that you have to value yourself more and they will respect you more because they see that you respect yourself, you value yourself. Whereas if you don't respect yourself and they're disrespecting you, they will never actually have that respect for you because you don't have them ratings for yourself. For me, closure is like still seeking that person's validation after they have violated, putting them on a high pedestal when they've put you down. If you value yourself, don't do this because closure never really works. It either has you reliving the situation, reliving the trauma, getting upset and angry again, and it just makes you even have more questions. And I feel like that person will not really be able to answer those questions. I don't know about you guys, but if you've gone back to someone to ask them questions and it just still didn't, it wasn't enough, or they just seem reluctant, because I find that when someone hurts you, they're not really, unless they're really sorry, they won't really sit you down and be like, okay, this, and this. They're just gonna be like, oh, you know, I'm sorry. Just trying to make themselves look good or just apologize so you don't have any more questions. Nah, that's not it. I'm so sorry. But here are a few things I want you guys to take from this episode and how to move on without looking for closure. So, one, you need to know that closure is a myth. Sometimes we believe that we need closure from our ex in order to move on and heal, but the truth is that closure may never come. Seeking closure from someone else may not provide the answers or the resolution we are looking for, and it will probably prolong the healing process, putting yourself in that cycle that's hurt you. It's better just to extract and remove yourself rather than stay, because it just gets more painful, it gets more frustrating for you as well as the other person. You need to realize that you are in control of your own healing. You have the power to heal yourself and move on from your past relationship without needing closure from your ex. You can choose to let go of that pain and just keep it going, because going back to them is gonna either make you just be like, okay, do you know what? Like, it wasn't that bad, and forgive them. And then before you know it, you're reliving that same thing that hurt you. So it's better just to walk away and know that you are control, not them. If you give them that control, they will never let you go. Like, exes want you to feed their ego. They want to know that they still have you there while they want to still do whatever else they want to do. It's left for you to be like, I'm not going to be, a dickhead. I'm not going to take this and I'm going to walk away. And you should also realize that closure is internal, not external, meaning that true closure comes from within yourself, not from someone else. It involves making peace with your past, accepting what has happened, and moving forward with your life. You can create your own closure by reflecting on the relationship, learning from it, and finding ways to let go and move on. It starts with you. Everything in this life starts with you, especially if it's you that's doing it. You can't control what anybody else does but yourself. So, in order for you to move on, you actually need to accept, okay, this has happened. It's messed up, it's happened, but what did I learn from the situation and how can I avoid it moving forward? So it's all down to you. You can't put that position in somebody else's hands, because all in all, they actually will not let you go, or it'd even be painful if they actually did let you go and now you're having to heal from not leaving when you should. So that's going to be extra the pain. And I don't know about you guys. I don't like being upset and I don't like giving someone else that power over me. So, reclaim your own power back and be in charge of yourself and your own emotions. So, I know it's easier said than done, especially if you're moving on from someone that you really had feelings for, but it has to be done. So, let's not even ponder on that. But what are the steps we can take in order to move on from, needing that closure from an ex-partner or an ex-friend or whoever else has exited our lives? So I'd say practice self-care. Take care of yourself by engaging in activities that make you feel good and nourish your soul, whether that be, exercising, spending time with your family, your bestie, practicing mindfulness. Just take care of yourself. Don't wallow in your sadness. Listen to music if you have to. Just put yourself in a space where you can just be you and not be thinking about the situation so much. Another step you can take is focus on your own personal growth. Use this time to reflect on the relationship and learn from it. Identify maybe any patterns or behaviors that may have contributed to the breakup and work on improving yourself and, for your relationships in the future. I mean, it's so easy to be like, oh, I'm never doing this again, but 9 times out of 10, you will. Okay, there's over 7 billion people in the world. You are going to like somebody else again, but kind of learn from what you had experienced from that other partner so you know the signs that you can look out for, because there's nothing worse than repeating the same mistake twice. If you repeat the same mistake twice, that means you didn't learn the first time. And who doesn't feel must no, who doesn't hear must feel, okay? Yeah, focus on your own personal growth. Focus on bettering yourself. Focus on your goals. Focus on going to the gym. Just focus on doing things that can improve your own self-esteem and make you feel better about yourself. Step number three is surround yourself with positivity. Surround yourself with friends who make you laugh. Surround yourself with family, music, books, whatever is inspiring for you, whatever can put you in a good mood, whatever can get you out of that lack mindset and put you in the mindset of abundance. Put yourself in that. Create a nurturing environment that helps you focus on moving forward. For me, this would always just be like, I love to spend time in my room, you know, whether that be journaling, talking to friends on the phone, talking to family, just doing things that can better myself. So take that energy of being sad and put it into your goals, put it into your work, put it into the gym. Transfer that energy, that negative energy, and make it positive. So yeah, don't sit in your sadness. That's not going to do anything. I mean, it's okay to be sad. It's okay to cry. It's okay to listen to sad music, but don't make that your routine, okay? You only have a limited amount of time to do stuff like that. So don't waste your time crying over someone who probably, no, who definitely is not crying over you, okay? I'd also say I know a lot of people are a bit apprehensive when it comes to speaking to a therapist, but if you feel like you need to speak to someone, I think do that. If you're struggling to move forward from an ex or, you know, find closure of your own, consider speaking to someone who can, you know, give you tips and advise you in overcoming the situation, and that way you're able to tap into your past experiences and, you know, your own attachment styles that probably is making you not overcome the situation. So I would say definitely speak to a therapist. They can provide guidance, tools, and strategies to help you heal and overcome and move forward. And you know, the goal is always to move forward. And if you actually need to speak to someone, because sometimes our friends and family can't give us the advice that we're looking for because they know us. So it would be just based off of what they know from us. But if you speak to someone who doesn't know you, they can give you a non-biased account of, you know, your behaviors, their behaviors, and how to go about moving forward. But remember, you know, for moving on from a past relationship, it takes time. Sometimes it's a journey. It could take 3 months, it could take 3 days, it could take 3 years, God forbid 3 years. But you know, depending on the individual, it can take time to move on from someone. But by focusing on your own healing and growth, you can create your own closure and move from your ex-partner without needing their approval or validation. Because, nah, no, if someone has violated, that should be enough to be like, I don't need this in my life and I'm moving forward. Especially if they violated once or twice and you've communicated, you've let that be known, and they carried out on, man, that person doesn't care. Like, how many languages do they need to tell you in that they don't give a flying F? But yeah, I hope you guys can find the strength to overcome whatever it is that you are experiencing, whether that be in a relationship, a friendship, whatever life has thrown at you. I pray that you have strength to overcome and you are resilient through it all, because it won't be easy, but just persisting and keeping it going, better days will come and you will thank yourself. Future you will thank you now for, you know, not letting that get the best of you. Okay? But I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I definitely enjoyed recording it. If you ever have any questions or, you know, you want me to speak about any specific topics, you guys already know her.success podcast on Instagram. DM me there. I'm always active. But I look forward to speaking to you guys every week. And I hope you guys took a thing or two from this episode. And I hope that it resided and spoke to someone out there who might be going through a challenging time or a challenging breakup. And it just feels like, oh my gosh, I can't do this. Yes, you can. But please be sure to love this episode, share it with your friends, whoever you think might need to hear this message. And I'll be sure to speak to you guys again next week with another episode. Mwah.